they bet, I just whisper to my partner at the end of the round, just tell me how much I owe everybody. I have no idea what you're doing. He goes, well, you're stroking on this hole. I said, oh, great. What the hell does that mean? I don't know. Yes, sir.
Carl, if I read your book in true Golf Channel advertising fashion, how many strokes do you guarantee my handicap?
If you read my book, I guarantee you will. Your handicap will go up 2 or 3 strokes. It will not get better. It will get worse. Yes.
The Keys are one of my favorite places. Where did you live?
The Keys are your. Yeah, I love the Keys too. I lived in the Isla Mirada. Yeah, that's where I lived for many years, and I still go down there quite a bit to fish. Not as much as I should, but it's a great place. Yes, ma'am.
Does your wife play golf? She does, do you play with her?
That's a very sore subject. And I write about this in the book. The most chilling phone call I got during the course of my relapse was I was leaving the golf course one day in my usual high and happy state of mind, cussing, passing people on the road, screaming. And the phone, the cell phone rings. It's my wife. She goes, where do you think I'm going? I said, I don't know. Where are you going? She goes, I'm going to go have my first golf lesson. Chill went through my spine. Because I know some couples who do play golf together. They get along great, and they're happy on the golf course. And I don't know, they may hate each other at home, but at least they're having a happy afternoon together. But I don't know. Knowing my personality, I was terrified of this. So she started, and then David Faraday, the great commentator at CBS, is a friend of mine. I emailed him and I said, what do I do? Fane is having golf lessons. He emails me back, you're doomed. He says, anyway, but she went out and she practices on the range and she's played a little bit, but she's smart enough to, we separate our golfing outings because she's seen me in action. She would go with me before she started playing. She would ride in the golf cart with me, and there was an incident. And the incident, I had hit the ball into a trap, and it was a fairly steep bunker. And I parked the cart over here, kind of to this lateral to the bunker. And I went into the bunker, and all she could see was sort of the lip of the bunker. The ball did not emerge from the bunker, but my golf club emerged in it, and it windmilled, I guess, apparently somewhat close to the cart in which she was sitting. And so I think at that point on, she decided this: if she's going to pursue golf, she was going to pursue it sort of on a separate road, a separate path than I did. And that was a very smart thing to do, because I'm totally the wrong person to be with. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Aside from your late father and your son, whom do you enjoy playing golf with?
Oh boy, whom do I enjoy playing golf with? Really, probably my old buddies from high school, because it's very hard to embarrass myself in front of them. I played with them they went to the University of Florida as well, so those outings were kind of loose outings. They were kind of freewheeling outings in those days at the University of Florida. You could play this terrific course for $2.50. And back in the early 70s, and that's what we would do. And I think I probably had more fun with them, just because they didn't take it that seriously. Now here I will say this is how they play. They put their golf carts on the bag, and then they bring a bungee cord and a 50-quart cooler in which beverages are carried on. I don't even know how they stand up and play, but they're very relaxed the whole time. But literally, they strap this thing on. It's like a whole mini bar is on the back of the golf cart. I can't even have a beer, and I'm walking straight into the tree, so I don't know how they do it. Yes?
Carl, did you hear that Tiger Woods was in town today, and I think there's a little bit more people here than there was at Congressional.
I saw him on the news, Tiger Woods, yeah. He's been a phenomenal thing for golf. I'll tell you a funny story. My 8-year-old, who has no reason, you know, their attention span is about this long anyway, but he'll watch a golf tournament with me if Tiger's playing. It's the damnedest thing. And my mother, who is now is going on 81 years old, has no reason at all to like golf, will call me if there's a major, only during the majors usually, she calls, and to talk about Tiger's round. The woman has never played golf, to my knowledge, at all, but she'll say, did you see Tiger? He wasn't putting very well, was he? She'll go into this big scold about Tiger, and I'll say, Mom, what do you want? You want me to call him and talk to him? I don't know the man. My point is, it's an amazing thing that he's done for the sport, to bring in that level of interest to people who don't golf, too, and who really don't, but he's sort of transcended that. But he plays at a level that I find amazing to watch and to see. I mean, if you've ever held a club in your hand and gone out there and struggled on weekends and tried to play this stupid game, and then you go to a professional tournament and you realize, the worst guy out there, the worst guy playing is better than you will ever be if you live to be 100. The worst guy out there is better than anyone you've ever seen before play golf. And it's quite an amazing thing. Very, and as I said, it's almost a humbling thing. Yes.